if you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it,
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds.
King of Clouds.
The Colossus of Clouds. The Colossus of Clouds.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is Chris Bleck. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number is 312-332-3776. Nobody picked up or contacted Vince for the prize last week, so we still have a 2017 Donruss baseball box and a 2017 Panini Elite Draft football box. It'll go to one caller, or if you tweet a question to me, TCrownTom is my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show. You get in the drawing. It's very simple. All you have to do is, when Vince announces the winner at the end of the show, email Vince at ERC Delivery, and he'll set up a free delivery right to your door to pick up the prize. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. If you have an item you think might be valuable, maybe worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction, give us a call. Now, the May auction ended May 4th, Thursday night, Huggins and Scott. Lots of good prices on all kinds of different stuff. So I've got some pricing written down here, and we're going to say what some of them ended at. We're going to have a which ended higher, where Vince will guess which one of the three items ended higher. And we've got lots of other stuff to talk about, so it's going to be a good show today. Bill, I noticed 1951 Bowman Mickey Mantle rookie, number 253, PSA 5, $8,900. And that 1910 Christy Mathewson signed book, one in the ninth, with a beautiful signature on it, went for $7,000. Any pricing surprise you in the auction that just ended Thursday, Bill?
Oh, there's always stuff that surprises us, and some of it both ways. Some things you thought may do a little better, and other things, oh, you wish you had a house full of them.
Yeah, right. I saw that Abe Lincoln 2009 Upper Deck Prominent Cuts, one of one cut signature, went for $5,200.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
Very nice.
Listen to this one. Jesse Burkett. He was a Hall of Famer with the nickname Crab, to give you an idea of his personality, which I guess was one of the reasons that he took a while to get into the Hall of Fame. I think he wasn't a real popular guy. But he had a signed black and white Hall of Fame plaque postcard, PSA DNA 9, one of only three known that Jesse Burkett has signed. That went for $34,000.
Wow.
He was the first player in history to be ejected from both games of a doubleheader, leading into that nickname Crab. Career .338 batting average. Guess he was two different times he hit over .400. So,
wow.
But man, $34,000 for a Jesse Burkett autograph, Bill. That's getting up there.
Yeah, that was up there, kind of not as close as the one we had in the last auction. But no, some of those Hall of Fame plaque cards, the guys who died shortly after they were issued, there's just so few of them known that it's, when they surface, they bring crazy money.
Yeah, boy, really.
Imagine
big money.
Imagine if he was just a little more happier as a person, what that would have gone
yeah,
for.
Right? Might have doubled.
Yep.
Now, Vince, here's a quiz for you. This is a lead-in to an item that somebody brought into the store yesterday.
Okay.
He brought in a bunch of stuff. Rick from Ottawa had some really cool stuff, and a bunch of this is going to end up in the August Huggins and Scott auction. But here's a question, and it ties in with one of the items he had. Bill and Chris, if you guys want to make a guess on this, go ahead. Who do you think has the most home runs in Major League Baseball history by a teenager. So home runs hit while still a teenager. Do you have a guess who did it?
Tony Conigliaro.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's
Thank you very much. Yep.
I think Chris knew that one, too. I could tell by the...
No, I was going to guess Bryce Harper. So.
Second. Okay. Right. Yeah, he's second. Tony Conigliaro, 24. Bryce Harper, 22. Mel Ott, 19. Griffey Jr., 16. Phil Cavaretta, 14. I was kind of surprised with that. Mickey Mantle, 13. And Ed Cranepool, 12. Ed Cranepool was one of those guys, seemed like he was around for 100 years because he came up so early. Sure. Was pretty good when he was young, but never really did a lot after that. But the reason I brought that up, one of the items that Rick had, he had called the show about this before. He had a USO sheet from 1967. I guess it was a USO trip to Vietnam. And pictured on the front were Tony Conigliaro, Joe DiMaggio, Pete Rose, and Bob Fischel. And there was one other person on the front. Who was the other one? Well, anyway, the three of them were signed, and unfortunately, Tony Conigliaro didn't sign it. That would have added to the value of this, but he had Joe DiMaggio and Pete Rose and Bob Fischel had signed the cover, and I'm thinking, Bob Fischel, that name rings a bell. I don't know why that, you know, and I looked him up, got some info about him. He worked for Bill Veeck with the Indians from 1946 to 51, and also when Veeck went to the St. Louis Browns from 51 to 53, he was an assistant to Veeck, and then from 54 to 74, he was named the PR director of the Yankees. In 74, special assistant to AL President McPhail. But he must have been, as PR director of the Yankees, he must have been going to this USO Vietnam trip, probably for Joe DiMaggio to make sure DiMaggio was comfortable there. Yep. You know, because that's the way DiMaggio, he liked to go first class with things. So then, in looking it up, I guess they named a Robert O. Fischel Award initiated in 1981, given annually to the outstanding MLB publicist. So I look at the list, and Scott Reifert of the White Sox actually won the award in 2008. I didn't see anybody who won the last couple of years, so I thought I'd call the White Sox and see if Scott Reifert is there, if he had met Bob Fischel or what it was like getting the award, and he called me back. It was very, very cool. Nice of him to call back. Seems like a really good guy, Scott Reifert. And apparently that Bob Fischel had passed away before Scott Reifert even started working for the White Sox, so he never met him. But he knew, I guess he was a workaholic type guy and didn't have a whole lot of life except for doing the work. But it's a pretty prestigious award. I think he got a trophy, like a silver cup or something, 40 set, and it was pretty cool. So it was kind of interesting and hearing a little bit about
that. So I said he called you back. That's pretty cool. Usually you don't expect a phone call back.
Yeah,
that
was very neat. Yep. So, yeah, it was very cool. And there was one other tie-in to that with Hawk Harrelson, actually, when Tony Conigliaro got hit in the face with a pitch in 1967, when the Red Sox were in that pennant race, Hawk Harrelson ended up being signed by the Red Sox to take Tony Conigliaro's spot and was in that 1967 World Series with them. So there were a couple White Sox tie-ins, Chicago tie-ins to it. Yeah, pretty interesting. All right, on the line here we have Mark from Kankakee. What's up, Mark?
Good morning. Hi. I've got a collection of game-used Cub bats.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, and I was just curious, since they won the World Series, how much they might have increased in value. I've got, and they're all documented. Some of them I purchased from John Taube and, Boston and Mears and places like that. But I've got Billy Williams, Ron Santo, Don Kessinger, Glenn Becker, Ryne Sandberg, Dave Kingman, Andre Dawson, and several others. Sammy Sosa, which I know isn't worth too much anymore. But,
well, it still has value, but it's way down from what it used to be. But that would be a good lot, or some of those would even be individual items in a Huggins and Scott auction, right, Bill? Like a Santo, early Santo bats go for a lot. If it was an early Billy Williams bat, that'd probably be a lot. What do you think you would do with that if Mark wanted to send them into Huggins and Scott, Bill?
Well, I like the pedigree on the bats as to where he bought them from, because those are two of the best bat dealers and bat authenticators in the country, if not the best two. And, oh, gosh, all those names you rattled off there, Mark, they're probably individual bats in our auction. Kessinger and Beckert and Billy Williams and all those. Those are, especially if they're all from the 60s and stuff like that, or even early 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's some great money there. And in response to your question of, is now a good time to sell them? Absolutely. The Cubs are as good as it's going to get right now. And, you know, to capitalize when the market is hot is not a bad thing.
Yeah, you could bring those up to Triple Crown in Naperville and see me with them, and I could send them into Huggins and Scott for you, however many of them you wanted to send. But they ran a Santo bat. You guys ran that a few, maybe two auctions ago, and it did really well. I know that. Do you know what year?
Yeah.
Like, Mark, like the Billy Williams and the Santo, are they early 60s, late 60s, early 70s? You know?
Yeah, the Billy Williams bat is from 65.
Nice.
66, I believe. The Santo bat is like 1970, I believe.
Okay.
An Adirondack. It's an Adirondack. I know he used Louisville Slugger most of the time, but this was an Adirondack. They're all from the Cubs. I was trying to get a collection of all the 60s Cubs, you know, but Ernie Banks got so expensive, I had to back off on that one. But
yeah.
I've got two Ryne Sandberg game used. And a lot of these bats are also signed as well. But
awesome. Well, are you thinking you might sell some or all of them?
Oh, I don't know. I was just kind of curious. I have a friend of mine that brought some baseball cards up to you that you sold some 52 cards, I think, in your last auction. And I think he's going to bring some more up to you. I just might bring some of the bats up with him when he comes.
Yeah, now I know who you are. He had mentioned you, that he had talked to you about that. So, yeah,
right.
Try a couple of them and see how you do. But those would do very well right now, I think. Be fun to watch them, too. Always fun to see what they end up doing, the pricing.
Right.
Yeah, well, thanks, Mark. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Maybe we'll see you then
soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Next on the line, we have Bill from Lockport. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, you know what? This is, I don't know if you remember, I'm sort of the golf guy, I guess you might say. And I had my wife, God bless her, dug up an old Max Fly visor I had signed at the very first Pro-Am, the Western Open Pro-Am, when it moved from Butler National to Cog Hill. I don't know if you remember that was right after the Shoal Creek part where they decided, with Butler being an all-men's club, they didn't want any incidents. So Cog Hill won that, and Mr. Jemczyk, they wanted a splash at their first Pro-Am. So this particular visor is signed by Ditka and Bird, Walter Payton, Stan Mikita, and I also have a hat that's signed by Mr. Michael Jordan. And right here, I'm trying to find the other one here. I got Ditka, Bill Murray, Michael Jordan, Ernie Banks, Walter Payton.
That's a great Chicago tone to that one.
Absolutely.
That would be a fun one to see what that would do in an auction. I mean, what would you do with that, Bill? Would you do those individually, or would you do those together as like a signed golf hat lot?
Well, they're all on one hat, though, Tom. They're all on one hat.
Oh, even Michael Jordan is on one?
Yeah.
He's on that same hat, too. Oh, well, I guess, Bill Huggins, I guess that answers that question.
we're not going to cut it in half.
I thought you had multiple hats. Oh, that'd be fun to see what that did in an auction, too.
Yeah, that was with the Pro-Ams, it was really easy, because in the day down in the locker room, it was much easier to see them at that point in time and just have them sign it. I mean, the funny part is on the hat with Jordan and Banks and Murray and Walter, said it looked a little too crowded for him. So he wouldn't sign on the top of the hat like everybody else. He insisted on signing on the bottom of the hat, which was really quite funny. So he's the only one I ever have that signed the brim underneath because it said it didn't have enough space for him to sign. So
that's cool.
Are you a scratch golfer, Bill?
God, no. I scratch an eraser on the card when I sign it. That's all I do.
All right. Well, thanks for the call.
All right.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know that we've sold any items with Jordan and Peyton and, you know,
yeah, that
two of
group,
them on the same item. That would be very interesting.
For a Chicago celebrity hat, I mean, that's about as good as it gets, you know, for sports, sports oriented, and Bill Murray on there too. I mean,
and if that ever gets sold, you got to include that story of Peyton thinking it's too crowded on the top of the hat that he signed inside. Yeah. That story's got to accompany that hat.
Yeah,
wherever
without
it goes.
A doubt.
Yep.
Well, for anybody who's waiting here now, it's time for a short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away a 2017 Donruss baseball box and a 2017 Panini Elite Draft Picks football box. So it's about $150 worth of boxes we're giving away. Give us a call if you have a question about the value of an item that you think might be worth putting in the Huggins and Scott auction, or you just want to see what it might be worth, or you can tweet a picture of an item to T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID if we use it. On the show, you'll get in the drawing also, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collection today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest-growing auction company in the sports and Americana collectibles industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but they'll maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is June 19th for their event of the year in August. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service 24/7, 365 days a year. ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Chicken biscuit, everybody. As we all know, the delicious chicken biscuit is how Chick-fil-A says good morning, so that's how we say good morning now, too. Chicken biscuit. And even though we all love delicious chicken on a buttermilk biscuit, we should try not to overuse the expression. Looking at you, Chris.
Me? What's the big chicken biscuit? I just say whatever's in my chicken biscuit, and you all chicken biscuit what I mean.
Yeah, that is not how it works, Chris.
Well, I beg to chicken biscuit.
Stop in a Chick-fil-A before 10:30 a.m. and try the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit.
Guys, get to JCPenney's Love Mom Sale going on now and treat her to some sparkle and shine this Mother's Day. Get up to 70% off fine jewelry after an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with your coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. Mom deserves the best. So hurry, the Love Mom Sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 5-4 to 5-9. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. See store or JCP.com for details.
Golf is awesome, and the free 18 Birdies app makes it even awesomer. 18 Birdies is the most complete golf app out there, packed with tools to improve your game. Plus, every time you score your round on the app, no matter how well you played, you're entered into the Dream Games challenges where you can win balls, clubs, and once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Like one of 12 spots at the Arnold Palmer Invitational Pro-Am at the world-renowned Bay Hill Course. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Restrictions apply. See official rules at 18birdies.com/dreamgames. Download 18 Birdies today and start swinging.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. Craig, can I help you?
Hey, Craig. I need an oil change. I was wondering if you had any deals.
Yes, we have 5 quarts of Castrol Edge with a K&N filter for $22.99.
That's a good deal. Castrol Edge is good stuff, right?
Absolutely. Helps the performance of hardworking engines.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, you can't get better protection.
Wow, even better.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or high-mileage full synthetic and a K&N oil filter for just $22.99 after mail-in rebate. See store for details, also at participating CarQuest stores.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collection today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest growing auction company in the sports and Americana collectibles industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but they'll maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is June 19th for their event of the year in August. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
This year, firefighters will battle thousands of wildfires around the country in hopes of containing them. But a single ember that escapes can travel more than 1 mile, where it can ignite and destroy your home or community. You can't control where the ember will land, only what happens when it does. Prepare, protect, prevail. Get fire adapted. Learn simple steps you could take now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We have a nice prize package to give away this week, a 2017 Donruss baseball box and a 2017 Panini Elite draft football box. Vince, I found my headphones. I'm a dork. It was underneath. So it was underneath this here. Vince went running upstairs. I thought I left them upstairs, but I've got my headphones.
I thought ERC might save the day on your headphones, yeah. You know, the missing headphones, right. But they weren't up there.
I can't believe I looked through them. You know how when you're in a hurry and you just...
soon after I left here did you find them?
About two. It was a couple minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was like going little... Oh, there they are. On my head.
Nice, you know? Exercise going up to, you know, upstairs and back.
Yeah. All right. So you can also, if you tweet a picture of an item that you think might be valuable, the T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show. You get in the drawing. Also, so let's see now. Vince, you know what time it is since you since you did that running. It's time.
Already?
For which ended higher in the May 4th Huggins & Scott auction. I don't know if you were expecting this, but I'm using the three items that we did last Saturday, which were higher but could end higher.
Okay. All right.
So those three items, it's going to be which actually ended higher. They were at the time, they were all right around 2,000, like within 100 either way. So they were really close.
I got
close.
It right last week.
You were right last week. Okay. These are the three items. If you're listening out there, think. Which one of these ended higher in the Huggins auction? A Patrick Waugh 1986-87 Opeachy rookie card, number 53, graded PSA 10. A Ted Williams 1939 play ball rookie card, number 92, graded SGC 5.5. This is on a scale of 1 to 10. And a 1954 Topps baseball complete 250 card set with a PSA 5.5 Aaron rookie and one cent wrapper, pack wrapper was included in there. I like it. If you've got those when you're selling a set, include it with it. It's a good idea. So which of those three do you think ended higher?
You know, it was close, but I'm going to guess the 1954 top set because that 1 cent wrapper, I just put it over
put
the
it
top
over the
for
top.
Me. So that's my choice.
Well, you've ended your hitting streak.
Oh, jeez.
I would have thought that might have too, but the Patrick Waugh PSA 10 Opeachy rookie number 53 from 1986-87, sold for $2,500. Very good price for that. If you don't think there's any valuable hockey cards from the 80s, that answers the question.
Yep.
But it has to be graded high.
Yep.
Okay. Second, the 1954 Topps baseball complete set with PSA 5.5 Aaron and a 1 cent wrapper, $3,600. The Ted Williams 1939 play ball rookie number 92, graded SGC 5.5, went for $3,900.
Wow. Well, very nice.
So all of those took nice bumps from where they were last Saturday. A lot of late bidding in your auctions, isn't there, Bill, where a lot of times there'll be early bidding, things might hit a lull in the middle, and then a lot of times there's late bidding.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes things will actually get to where they're going to be on Tuesday or Wednesday, and there's not much action.
And it never happens after that because they just people really want them. Yeah, you never know. Yeah. You really never know how it's going to go. Now, if people can bring items into Triple Crown in Naperville during the week, or you can, if you call the show or if you send an email of a picture of an item, Carl from Indiana sent an email with a picture of this. This was a Bob Feller Old Timers Day game-worn jersey. It looks like it's from 1979, signed by Feller, which he signed a lot of stuff, but still, you know, it's pretty cool that he signed the jersey that he wore. I don't know. I think that would have a shot to break a thousand in an auction if you decide to auction it. I mean, it's not to say it could also do a couple hundred. But I think it's cool enough that it might have a shot. Do you think that would be worth doing in an auction, Bill?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. I think that's I don't know that $1,000 is where it would stop. I mean, you're talking about actually a jersey that Bob Feller actually wore, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was at an old timers game, but it's at a game, and you know, it it looks cool. Yeah. I put pictures up on Twitter. My Twitter ID is T Crown Tom. If you want to look at it. I think yesterday I posted it. I thought it's really cool. I mean,
it is.
Talked to Bob Feller on the phone one time for about 40 minutes, and I would love to have that myself.
He was very personable, wasn't he?
Really quite the guy. Yep. He really was, yeah. Paul from Kenosha's been waiting. Thanks for waiting, Paul. What do you have?
Well, going through some stuff I forgot that I had down in the basement, the Packers used to, when the guys got done using their practice jerseys, over the years, they'd sell them in their pro shop. And I know he was never was what he was supposed to be, but Tony Mandrich practice jersey. And it's all tore up, and one shoulder's ripped up and stuff. And I was thinking about, just because, you know, I liked the guy at the time. I know he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, The Incredible Bulk.
Yeah. Is it big enough that you could use it for a tent and sleep outside in it?
No, it wasn't really. But it was the old jerseys where they had the G's on the sleeve, because even though he didn't use that one from the years before, you know, they had it. And I also got a reprint of the cover of that magazine from Sports Illustrated. And I was going to put it together on a frame. Do you think I should get the sleeve repaired a little bit, or should I just, you know, have it matted and framed?
Well, if you were going to auction it, you wouldn't want it in a frame. But if for keeping it, I mean, I would personally, I would leave it ripped. But Bill, now, when was Mandrich? Was that in the 80s?
89 and 90.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I remember him being on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Bill, do you think that would be valuable enough for a Huggins and Scott auction, a Mandrich Packers practice jersey?
Jeez, that's hard to say.
I don't know either.
The story that, you know, that our consignor or that our listener has there is probably worth more than the jersey. And to get it framed, I mean, in answer to his question, I would agree with you, Tom. I would not get it repaired. I think the rips and tears add a lot of character to the look of this thing.
Yeah, I think so, too. So if you are going to keep it, Paul, I would leave it just the way it is, you know, because, I mean, that's a lineman. It makes it look like that's like if you had a bat and it had a crack in it. You just leave the crack in it. You know, it's part of the action of the game. I like it, though.
Yeah, okay, that's good. We'll put the cover of the magazine in there with it.
That would be a great in your den, or if you had a bar room in your house or something, that'd be a great piece on the wall there.
Yeah, well, thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call.
So, Mandrich went second overall to the Packers in that 1989 draft. What one running back went third?
Oh, I thought you were going to say who went. Was that
Aikman first
that year?
Mandrich second.
Running back third.
Running back.
Was that Barry Sanders?
Barry Sanders, yeah.
So they took Mandrich ahead.
Yeah.
Oh,
Packers could have had him.
Just think if they had Barry Sanders and Brett Favre in the 90s. That would have been quite the combo. Yeah. Oh, man.
But they may not have gone after Favre had they had Sanders.
Maybe perhaps not. You never know. It might have changed things. Yeah, sure. Maybe he would have retired after 2 years with the Falcons. And and who knows what he would have done after that. So let's see what else is here now in the Huggins and Scott auction. This was kind of a neat item. In 1877 to 1883, silver trophy ball in the original Peck and Snyder box. $13,250 it ended at. And it had 51 bids. That's nice. Like, wow.
That's some action.
Bill, in just off the top of your head, do you ever remember, like, was there one auction item that had, like, a crazy amount of bids, or is 51 about as much as you've ever seen on one item?
Well, 51 is usually a pretty high number. I don't know what our all-time record is. Josh could probably figure that out.
We'll have to ask him if he can find that. That'd be interesting to find out what the most is. I wonder if you ever cracked 100.
Yeah.
I'll bet there's something that cracked 100.
Yeah.
What do you think, Vince?
Absolutely.
I think so. I bet there was. Scott from LaSalle is on the line. What do you have there, Scott?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I'm sure you heard about the incident at Fenway Park this week with the racial slurs supposedly delivered to Adam Jones. It got me thinking of an old collector story I kind of regret to this day. When I moved into a house with my wife, our neighbor, I got to know the guy. He was an old sports writer from our area and had a large card collection. He came over, we got talking about cards, and he wanted to see some of my cards. He looked through them, and one card caught his eye in particular that he really, really wanted. I didn't realize anything about the card at the time. He knew I was a St. Louis Cardinal fan, so he offered me some old Cardinal cards in exchange for the card. And come to find out later, if the story's true, that the Red Sox were the last team to integrate
in Major
League Baseball. And the card was a card from a player called Pumpsy Green.
I think he was their first African-American player, wasn't he?
He was, and I gave that card away to my next-door neighbor, that guy, and he knew that card, and he wanted that card. I was happy with what I got. I got some old Cardinal cards, a Tim McCarver rookie card, but it wasn't until later that I realized that Pumpsy Green was the first Boston Red Sox African-American player, and they were the last team to integrate. And it just got me thinking about it this week. I suppose I might have gave away a little bit of a gold mine there with Pumpsy, but I just knew.
I don't think Pumpsy cards sell for that much. Bill would know better than I do, but it's definitely, there's history involved, and just the fact that it was so much later than the other teams,
Scott, I hate to tell you, but you could probably recoup that Pumpsy Green card for about a dollar or two.
Yeah, and if it's not perfect condition, he doesn't go for a lot of money. The first African-American player, a lot more valuable and a lot more publicity. Most people don't even know the story of Pumpsy Green, probably, which actually now that makes me want to look up more about him and see if we can find out some details, and maybe next week we'll talk a little bit more about him.
So he's still alive, he's still alive.
So and I think the one guy who got thrown out for that was doing the slurs, didn't he get banned from Fenway for life, which is good.
Appropriate punishment.
It
just got me thinking about that story.
That's interesting. Yeah, good tie in there, Scott. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, or you can tweet a picture of an item. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. Great prize package this week, a 2017 Donruss baseball box, which people have loved opening these boxes. There's 3 hits per box, and a 2017 Panini Elite Draft football box, which I think there's 5 packs with 1 autograph per pack in those of guys who were in this year's draft. And that's a hot commodity now, is the autograph cards of the guys that are just coming out in the draft. You know, it's the first thing. A lot of people like to collect the guys in their college uniforms, so that's how it shows them all. It's 2 good products here. So if you think you have something that might be valuable, give us a call at 312-332-3776. Now, last week, James from Twitter, maybe it was Sunday or maybe it was last Saturday even during the show, but I saw it a little later, sent a picture of a Brett Favre New York Jets game used jersey and wanted to know the value of it. I actually saw another Favre Jets game used jersey that had sold in a different auction house earlier this year for $7,800, including buyer's premium. So I would think probably, maybe, Bill, wouldn't you think a Packers Favre jersey would probably sell for more than the Jets? Or just what do you think on that one?
I think there probably are more Packers, obviously, jerseys around, but I think there's more people that want them than want a Favre Jets jersey.
Yeah, I would think so, too. So, all right, so it's time for another short break. So the number's 312-332-3776. Give us a call. We're on till 8, and you can get in the drawing for the box of 2017 Donruss Baseball and a 2017 Panini Elite Draft Football box. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collection today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest-growing auction company in the sports and Americana collectibles industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but they'll maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is June 19th for their event of the year in August. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
Baseball season is here, Chicago. You looking for some updated apparel for your wardrobe? We've got you covered. Visit our friends at Dino's Sports Fan Shop or go to dinosportsfanshop.com today. Dino's in the Glentown Center carries all licensed sports apparel with a huge selection of adult and youth jerseys, hats, t-shirts, and a whole lot more. They stock extremely rare items you will not find anywhere else. You see the players wearing it, Dino's has it. That's Dino's Sports Fan Shop, the sports store on the North Shore.
Good morning, Craig.
Chicken biscuit, Jerry.
What?
Chicken biscuit. You know, delicious chicken on a buttermilk biscuit. It's how Chick-fil-A says good morning. So it's how I say good morning now, too.
Good morning, Craig.
Chicken biscuit, Samantha. And a chicken biscuit to you, too, Bill.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to confuse people.
Really? I don't see how. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping. This morning really is a chicken biscuit. Hey, Keith, top of the chicken biscuit to you, man.
Stop in the Chick-fil-A before 10:30 a.m. and try the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 6161. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 6161. That's proflowers.com, secret code 6161.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can also tweet a picture of an item to me. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. We're giving away this week a 2017 Donruss baseball box and a 2017 Panini Elite Draft football box. You can call us at 312-332-3776. iZombie sent a picture of an item. This has to be a good price on this one. Chris Bryant, Topps Now, World Series autographed card. Oh, this one is actually numbered to 199. Have you seen any of these on eBay end lately?
I saw Chris Bryant from last year and for 227, but I don't think it's the World Series. It's a 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
Just card number 613. Yeah. I'll look for that 199 in a second.
Yeah, I would think that one maybe would be higher. I'm gonna say maybe 400, 4-500 on that one. That's a pretty good card. I didn't realize that was numbered. And then we got another one here. Derek on Twitter sent a picture. This is a good idea. But it looks like he's got framed Topps packs from the 80s. So he's got them all like lined up in a frame, which is a good thing. But he's going to have to keep them on the wall for a while because the 80s packs still aren't doing that. Well, I guess early 80s, Bill, like 1980 itself with the Ricky Henderson rookie, maybe those packs are doing a little better. But a lot of the 80s stuff, some of them are hard to get a dollar for some of those years.
Yeah, although framing it, that will take it a little longer for Vince to get him open.
Yeah, right. He's got to chisel his way in and then rip city.
But I certainly will try. I'll find a way.
Very good. I think you will find a way. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I did find a Bryant World Series number to 199, auto grade 10 of 10 for 305. Seems a little low. That's what it ended at, huh? 305, huh. 10 of 10.
Yeah.
Number to 199.
Yeah, well, that's Bryant's been hot the last couple weeks. Got off to kind of a slow start,
absolutely.
But his average is up to 322 or something now. I have him on both my fantasy teams.
Yeah,
so.
I got him on a few as well, so it's good to see.
Yeah, he's doing really well. Mike from Palos Heights is online. What do you have there, Mike?
I have a couple of interesting things. One's a Greg Maddux, like 1989 Cubs. A game jersey with the original Cub emblem. It's in a glass frame. You know, I framed it up. And
well, wait a minute, Mike. Is that one that Greg Maddux wore during the game, or is it just a replica jersey?
It's a real jersey, according to when I bought it at a Notre Dame charity function many years
ago.
Ooh,
boy. Bill Huggins, what do you think on a Maddux 89 Cubs game-worn jersey in an auction?
Oh, that's thousands. Yeah. I mean, especially if it's got all the proper tagging and everything and shows some use and washing and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, he signed it right below where the Cubs, you know, this was the original Cub emblem with the red, and it said Cubs with the circle, and it's signed right under there. And the other interesting thing I had many years ago when Michael Jordan was a rookie, I went to an event where he and Doug Collins were the guest speakers, and they had a program with their pictures on it, and they both signed the program for my son, who at the time was about 3 or 4 years old. How would that do?
Who signed it, Mike?
Jordan and Doug Collins on the same.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Boy, I would think that's a few hundred dollars for that one. It sounded like Mike was out eating breakfast somewhere or something. Kind of loud in the background there. Okay, and the Huggins and Scott, the May auction just ended May 4th. Basketball cards are still doing really well. A 57-58 Topps basketball complete 80-card set with a PSA 6 Bill Russell rookie sold for $4,900 and a 61-62 Fleer basketball complete 66-card set. 6 graded upper mid grade set. Many of the cards from that year were off center. It's hard to get well centered cards for a complete set, but that went for $3,200. One of the good things about those basketball sets, there's not a ton of cards in them. You know, you don't have to get 600 or 700 cards. It's a lower number to try to pick them all up. And AJ from Naperville's online. What do you have there, AJ?
Yeah, hi, good morning, Tom.
Hi.
Yeah, I got this book from a thrift store, and I hope it's actually signed by the player. It's David Skywalker Thompson.
Oh yeah, I remember David Thompson in college at North Carolina State. He was a leaper. Oh yeah, he was exciting. I think drugs curtailed his NBA career some, but he still had a good enough career that he made the Hall of Fame. But
right.
His autographs don't sell for a ton. He's one of the, I'm pretty sure he's one of the top 50, you know, that they voted about 20 years ago for the top 50 all time. But I would think a David Thompson book probably wouldn't be more than maybe $50 or so. Neat.
Yeah.
And it's always collectible and highlight reels of him. I think Michael Jordan actually at one time said that David Thompson was one of his heroes or one of the guys that he loved watching, you know, when he was growing up. Thompson in his younger days, yeah, he could really sky and he was really exciting. So it's neat, AJ. Not a ton of money, but neat.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Also in the Huggins and Scott auction, bidding ended May 4th. Couple of Ty Cobb tobacco cards, 1909 to 1911. Ty Cobb bat on shoulder graded PSA 5, $3,900. And then 1909 to 1911, Ty Cobb T206 green portrait PSA 4.5, $9,000 for that one. It's amazing, Bill, on the old tobacco cards how the difference in value sometimes on a rarer back, or if there's a variation on the front, how much more the cards can go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the backs, like you said, are becoming more and more popular to get something that's not a Piedmont or a Sweet Caparo back. You get into some of the Lennoxes or Usits or Drums, and even just Commons in low grade can bring $1,000 or more.
Yeah, it's amazing. I know there's a website, I forget what it was, but it's a tobacco card where they show the rarity of the card backs. They rank the rarity of them. If you Google that, you'd probably be able to find it. And it's pretty interesting. But if you ever are out and if you're at a garage sale or a flea market or whatever, and somebody has an original tobacco card with a back that you don't remember seeing too often, I'd suggest pick it up.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I like on this T206 Ty Cobb? He looks like he's a child. He looks like a little kid.
Oh, I know.
In
Isn't
picture.
It amazing?
It's like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He doesn't look as spirited in this photo legend tells us he was.
What
you
was
know?
That story? Wasn't it he and Honus Wagner were co-coaches of a little league team in the 40s, I think
I
it was?
I can just hear him saying, why are you sliding so low? You know, get those spikes up near the guy's knee.
Yeah, the kids are like, what, Mr. Cobb?
Yep.
I guess those two guys were actually friends, and they seem like that doesn't seem like their personalities would have meshed together.
Well, sometimes complementary relationships work.
Right. You never know on something like that. Phil's on I-55 driving along. What do you have there, Phil?
Hey, I have a signed 10x12, I believe, photograph of Dale Jarrett, the year he won the Winston Cup. And then I also have, to go along with that, the four races that he won that year, baseball caps that were never used of the same year.
Okay. You know, are you a big fan of NASCAR, Phil?
I was back then, but I haven't followed it in quite a couple of years now.
You know, it seems to me that NASCAR popularity has really faded the last couple of years. Maybe it's just because of the cards, press pass got out of the cards with them, but it seemed like it was really taken off in the Chicago area. Yeah. And maybe I'm wrong. I'm not into it, but it seems that way. Do you notice that also, Phil? Or,
I noticed it. That's what I'm not, like I said, I don't follow it as much as we used to.
Yeah, but meanwhile, it doesn't seem like something like that would be that valuable either, don't you think, Bill? A Dale Jarrett signed hat, not too big.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe in the right venue. I don't know that our auction is the total right venue for that at this point in time, but maybe down the road in the future, who knows, really?
Yeah. I guess Panini is doing NASCAR cards and packs now, but Press Pass stopped doing them a couple of years ago, and it just seems to have.
There
were
some cool looking cards, though. A lot of the colors came out. They were very vibrant, and you had game like race used tires, you know, cuts and stuff.
Yeah.
So
it just maybe Panini's not doing a great job with them so far, but doesn't seem like it's taken off like when Press Pass was doing them. Some other items that were in the Huggins and Scott May auction, bidding ended on the 4th. I thought this was interesting. I didn't even know about this. There were a set of 6 green box 1990 Heartland statues. It was Clemente, Gehrig, Cobb, Dizzy Dean, Bob Feller, and Whitey Ford were the 6. Those 6 with the original boxes, $1,400.
Nice.
Now, these weren't the original ones back in, you know, late 50s, early 60s Heartlands. This was 1990. Do you see those very often, Bill? I don't remember seeing those before.
No, they surface very rarely, and especially with the boxes and everything. Those are tough items to find. I mean, they're not the guys who were in the original 13 or 16, but they're certainly tougher to find, really, than the originals are.
Yeah, it's amazing. You see a pretty good amount. People hung on to those ones from the late 50s, early 60s. There was another group of them. What'd they have, 18, I think, in 1988, that if you still have all 18 of those do pretty well, too, actually. But if you do have the 50s and 60s ones and still have the original boxes, that helps a lot. But most people don't have the original boxes on those. But $1,400, I was surprised to see that there even was such a thing, and I was like, wow, that's pretty good money. So if you're like, hey, I think I've got those. I bought something in 1990 that actually turned out to have some pretty good value. You know, go dig them out. I'm sure Bill would auction another group of those for you. Here's another one, 1956 Topps baseball set with 43 graded cards. Mostly mid-grade, $4,100 for the 1956 Topps baseball card set. A 1953 Topps Mickey Mantle in an SGC3 on a scale of 1 to 10 sold for $1,400. A PSA 5.5, well, let's do the PSA 4.5 sold for $2,000, and then a 5.5 of that same 1953 Topps Mantle card sold for $3,300.
Very nice.
So it just goes to show, and that's on a scale of 1 to 10, but the difference, how condition can make such a big difference in the value of a card. And then just think, Bill, a PSA 9 comes in. Where does that go?
Oh, that's the cash register thing.
Yeah, that's like about 6 hits on the cash register with that one. Okay, Tom from, is it Pleasant Prairie is on the line here, Tom?
Yeah, it's just right next to Kenosha, first exit into Wisconsin.
Okay,
right,
very
just
good.
North of you guys.
Okay.
I've got a Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, 7-Up shootout ball from 1996. My dad used to work for 7-Up, and he got a ball. So what might that be worth?
Signed by both of them?
Yeah, by both of them.
Oh, I like that. That was a great commercial, actually. If you've never seen it, it's probably, you can find it on YouTube somewhere. I like that. There can't be a lot of, is it? It's not numbered, is it?
No. He got it while he was there. They had a convention down there at the time, so I don't believe it is. I actually haven't taken it out of the enclosed case that it came in. I don't think I've looked at it in 15 years.
You're pretty sure
96.
They're both hand signed. Bill Huggins.
Oh no, they are. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. They were signed for that for that tournament.
What do you think that might go for, Bill?
Oh, I think you could start at 1,000 and go up.
Yeah,
there.
I do too. And if you ever want to auction that one, I think with the any info that you had from your dad, it was 7-Up, was that what it was for? What did you say?
Yeah, 7-Up, the beverage company.
Yeah, so any info with that, if you were going to auction it, keep all that stuff with it and send it all together, that'd be interesting to see how that would do. That might do a lot.
Excellent. And one last thing. I do have a Notre Dame. I got this as a gift 15, 20 years ago with all 7 of the Heisman Trophy winners. Signed football. I think there was one of, I think it's 5,000 were made. I mean, what is something like that possibly worth? Still?
You've run those, haven't you, Bill? The Notre Dame,
yeah.
The all in a football signed?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, they probably bring $400 to $800 somewhere in that range.
Yeah, so you would be willing to run that in a Huggins and Scott auction if.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Very good. We've got time for one more quick one here. Rick from Kankakee. Real quick, Rick, what do you have?
Yeah, I have Topps collection of baseball cards in the box is still wrapped in cellophane. They're Topps years 1958 through 1999.
Oh, how nice are the late 50s and 60s sets?
They're still in the box with the cellophane around that you buy.
Wow.
Well, some they weren't factory sealed at the time in those years, so those must have been put together by somebody, but maybe they sealed if you bought them mail order. You have to look and see how nice those are.
Well, that's what I did. I bought a mail order, and
okay.
You're right, as the years went on, you could tell that they were by a machine and they weren't just, you know,
okay.
Wrapped.
Okay, gotta go, Rick, but that's
right,
big
thanks.
Money for those 50s and 60s sets, and it's time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Bill from Lockport. So, Bill, send me your address, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery right to your door free of charge.
Okay, and don't forget, you can go to HugginsandScott.com. The bidding's over now for their May auction, but you can look at final prices. You can look back through their auction history. And if you think you have something that might go well in the Huggins and Scott August auction, contact Bill at 301-608-0355. And I'm at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week. Vince at ERC Delivery. Have a great week, everybody.